Welcome back to the Shir in Likutei Tichos. That's part of the Likutei Tichos project. Today's sticha, the second one for Vayero in volume 10, Chelik Yud, begins on page 55. It is a sticha on a Rashi, and therefore I'll go through the backdrop of the Pasuk on which Rashi comments, before actually looking at the Rashi. The Pasuk relates that the Malochim who had visited Avraham Avinu carried on their way towards Sodom. So their mission was to destroy Sodom. Hashem says, I couldn't possibly do this without talking it over with Avraham Avinu. And he goes on to praise Avraham Avinu. So Hashem says to Avraham that the outcry over Sodom's behavior has risen up to the heavens, and Hashem, bottom line, says he's about to destroy it. At that point, Avraham begins to intercede for the people of Sodom. And the Pasuk says, Vayigash Avraham Vayoymar. Avraham approached Hashem and he said, will you indeed destroy the tzaddik with the rasha, the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 tzaddikim in the area? Will you destroy them? Will you not spare the entire area in their merit? And Avraham Avinu continues, Cholila locha, Ribbono shel Olam, this is beneath you. You are Shofet Kol Haaretz, you are the judge of the entire earth. So to do this, to destroy the righteous and the wicked, is beneath you. And Avraham Avinu continues to implore Hashem, and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, it's presumptuous of me to intercede on behalf of the people of Sodom. Who am I? I'm dust and ashes, but I'm going to ask you, in your mercy, will you spare them if there's 40 tzaddikim, 30 tzaddikim, 20, 10? And again, Hashem said, if I find that number of tzaddikim, I will spare either the whole region or some of the cities or down to one. This whole discussion that Avraham has with Hashem is introduced by the words Vayigash Avraham Vayoymar. Avraham approached and he said all that is recorded in the next 10 psukim or so. Rashi comments on the words Vayigash Avraham, and he says, we find the term Hagosha, approaching, used in Tanakh to denote an approach for war. And Rashi brings the Pasuk where we find it. An approach for conciliation. And Rashi brings the Pasuk. We'll come back to it in a moment. And an approach for tefillah. And again, he brings the Pasuk. And all these three are included in Avraham's approach, because he approached for all three things to speak harshly, which is like war, aggressively, and to conciliate Hashem, and to daven, to pray. So Rashi brings the three psukim where we find each of the usages of Vayigash, he approached. The one is Vayigash Yoyov. Yoyov was David HaMelech's star general. At one point, Bnei Yisrael found themselves confronted by enemies in the front and in the rear. So Yoyov, the general, has a brother, Avishai. He puts Avishai in charge of the the rear guard, the troops doing battle in the rear against the people of Amoin, and he takes a group of soldiers forward against the soldiers of Arom, and that's where the Pasuk said, Vayigash Yoav approached V'cholo'om asher imoy, and all the people who were with him, la'milchomo. He approached for war. Rashi just brings the two words, Vayigash Yoav approached, and he says, etc. That's the pasuk for a warlike approach. The pasuk where Vayigash is used in the sense of conciliation is where Yehuda is looking to have Binyamin, his brother, freed from enslavement. Binyamin had been accused of stealing something from Yosef's royal chambers when they were having a meal with Yosef, all the brothers with Yosef, and Yosef's divining cup, his silver divining cup, disappears, and it is found in Binyamin's knapsack because Yosef had his servant hide it there. So at that point, when the silver, the divining cup is found in Binyamin's knapsack, Yosef says, I'm going to keep Binyamin as a slave. The rest of you are free to go. Yehuda, who has taken personal responsibility, he has guaranteed his father Yaakov that he would bring back Binyamin safe. So he sees what's going on, that Binyamin is about to be enslaved. So he steps forward to intercede on behalf of Binyamin. So he speaks in a conciliatory tone to Yosef, and there too it is introduced by the words Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approached. The third one, the approach for davening, for tefillah, is where Eliyo Hanobi, in his famous showdown with the prophets of Baal at the town at the top of Mount Carmel. I'll just mention the story briefly. It's probably familiar to most of you. There's a king of Israel at the time called Ahab. He has a Phoenician wife, Izebel, Jezebel. They are both Rishoim. Ahab was egged on by his wife, Izebel, who wanted to impose the law of Avodah Zarah across the land with an iron fist. She had all the prophets of Hashem killed, all those that she knew about. Some were hidden. And there was a proliferation of prophets of the Baal. So finally, Eliyahu Hanavi called the people together to the top of Mount Carmel, and he says, how long are you going to waffle between belief in Hashem and belief in the Baal? Commit to one. So Eliyahu Hanavi suggests a way to know the true God, that they would make an altar, place an animal on the altar. They would not light a fire to burn the offering. And instead, they would call upon Hashem, and the prophets of the Baal would call upon the Baal to answer them with fire. So first came the prophets of Baal, who were in the majority, and they did every kind of trick and deceit in order to bring down fire from the Baal, which of course didn't work. In the afternoon, their chance was over, and it's now Eliyahu Hanavi's chance. He calls upon Hashem to respond with a fire, and Hashem responds indeed with a fire, and all the people fall on their faces, and they say, Hashem, hu Elokim, Hashem, he is the true God. Okay, that's the story. But when Eliyahu Hanavi begins to say his piece to Hashem, asking him to respond with fire, the introduction is Vayigash Eliyahu Vayomar. Eliyahu Hanovi, said the Hanovi in the Pasuk, Vayigash Eliyahu Hanovi, Eliyahu Hanovi approached and he said, he implored Hashem that even though this is not the usual rightful place to offer sacrifices, because the Beis HaMikdash was standing at the time and that's the place for sacrifices, nevertheless, for this once, in order to prove the falsehood of the prophets of Baal, he asked Hashem to disregard the rule and to allow him to offer an offering to Hashem here at the top of Mount Carmel and to respond with a fire to his offering. Vayigash Eliyahu Hanovi Vayoymar, that is the third kind of approach, an approach for the purpose of tefillah. That's Rashi. Now said the Rebbe, looking simply at Rashi, it seems that since in Avraham Avinu's talk with Hashem, he speaks harshly, he speaks conciliatorily, and he speaks prayerfully. So Rashi is telling us that all these three modes of speech are introduced by the word Vayigash. Avraham approached, that he went into this with the intention of doing all three. So that seems to be the simple explanation of Rashi. And Rashi brings the proofs that the word Vayigash can be used for all three purposes. Now the Rebbe asks his questions. He asks eight questions on the Rashi. First of all, the word Vayigash needs no explanation at all. It's a simple word commonly used in Tanakh. Why does Rashi find it necessary to say anything at all? In fact, in most of the other places where the word Vayigash is used, Rashi doesn't find any necessity to comment. Second of all, when Rashi starts to comment, he cites the words of the Pasuk, which words, not just Vayigash, but Vayigash Avraham. Now, Rashi is not explaining Avraham. So why cite it from the Pasuk? He's only explaining Vayigash. Third of all, what is this that Rashi said at the end that Ulechol Eile Nichnas Avraham? Avraham went in to this talk for all these three purposes of aggressiveness and conciliation and prayer. We see that in the Psukim. Fourth of all, Rashi begins by saying, we find the word Vayigash used in three senses. Now, this is clear in the Psukim that Avraham Avinu spoke aggressively, he spoke conciliatorially and prayerfully. So why does Rashi have to start the way he does? We find in Tanakh. Why not start simply? Avraham Avinu approached Hashem for three things. This is the pattern that Rashi uses later on in Parshat Vayishlach, in the story of Yaakov Avinu being confronted by his brother Esav, who hates him, and Esav is at the head of an armed band of 400 men, and Yaakov is getting worried. Who knows what Esav is going to do? So he makes preparation. How does he make preparation? So Rashi says there, he prepared for war by splitting his camp in two. He prepared for pious, for conciliation, by offering a huge present to Esav. and he prepared by davening to Hashem that he should save him from Esav's evil designs. And Rashi says that he prepared himself for these three things. He goes right into it. Why not say the same thing here? Avraham Avinu prepared himself for three things. Even if for some reason that Rashi finds it necessary to prove that the word Vayigash can have three meanings, so he could have brought the proof text at the end. After explaining that Avraham prepared himself for these three things, Rashi would say, and we in fact find throughout Tanakh that Vayigash is used for these three ideas. Fifth of all, what Rashi does not say is which of the psukim that follow after Vayigash Avraham refer to his aggression, refer to his conciliation, and refer to his tefillah. As again, Rashi does in that commentary about Yaakov Avinu preparing himself for three things, Rashi shows how through the parasha after that, we find Yaakov Avinu preparing for war. We find him preparing the gift, and we find him praying to Hashem. So he's preparing himself in three ways. So Rashi should say that here too. Avraham Avinu prepares for this, as it says further in the Pasuk such and such. In fact, the Rebbe brings in the footnotes that there's quite some discussion among commentaries about which of the psukim that follow Vayigash Avraham referred to each of the three methods of Vayigash. Sixth of all, how can Rashi say that Yehuda's approach to Yosef interceding on behalf of Binyamin was a conciliatory approach? Rashi himself says on that pasuk where Yehuda says, "Be Adoni, please, my Lord, may I speak a word in my Lord's ear, and may you not be wroth with me, don't be angry with me." Why would Yosef be angry with him? Clearly, says Rashi, because he's going to speak aggressively. Koshois. So is it koshois? Is it harsh? Or is it conciliatory? Seventh question. On the other hand, if Rashi said over here that Yehuda's approach was conciliatory, why doesn't he say that there in Parshat Vayigash? And finally, the eighth question on the very end of Rashi's words, after he brings that Vayigash can mean three things, Rashi, and he brings the proof texts, Rashi finishes off by saying, and for all three, these three, did Avraham, we would expect Rashi to finish, did Avraham approach according to the word Vayigash? Rashi doesn't say that. He said, for all these three things, Avraham entered. What is the switch from the wording of the pasuk Vayigash? So the Rebbe explains. We find over here that Hashem had spoken to Avraham before Vayigash Avraham, and Hashem had said about his plans to see if Sodom is worthy of destruction, then he would destroy it. And it said, "Avraham oidenu oimed lefnei Hashem." Avraham was standing and speaking to Hashem. So when it said right after that, "Vayigash Avraham," Avraham approached, it surely doesn't mean a physical, geographical approach, that Avraham walked forward. He didn't have to go anywhere. He was standing there talking to Hashem. Hashem was talking to him. Where did he have to go? So obviously, the Vayigash here is not a physical approach, but an internal or psychological approach. We say to each other when we want someone who we're talking to see our point, and we say, come on, look at my point of view. Or if we're rejecting his point of view, we might say, get out of here. We want him to come. We want him to go. We're not looking for our interlocutors to go anywhere. But what we mean is, come forward toward my way of understanding, or get out of your way of understanding. So it's a purely mental process. So when it said over here, Vayigash Avram, it likewise means that Avram approached, he got into it, he went into his words with Hashem, he got himself in his mind ready to do all these three. And that's why Rashi changes the word, not for all three did Avram approach, but for all three did Avram enter, meaning that Avram had the plan of talking to Hashem in all three ways. And it's not a physical approach, it's a psychological approach. And all three were in Avram Avinu's mind from the very beginning. So when we find Avram later speaking to Hashem in three ways, with harsh words, with conciliatory words, with words of prayer, we might have thought that initially, because the first words of Avram were harsh, Hashem, will you destroy the wicked with the righteous with the wicked? How could you? That's strong, that's aggressive. So I might have thought that initially Avram Avinu came in aggressively, but midstream he changed tactics and he started to conciliate Hashem and to plead with him in prayer. I might have misunderstood the Vayigash. Therefore, Rashi said that Avram, from the very beginning, from the outset, he was going to talk to Hashem with all three modes. And here Rashi cannot rely on the psukim, which will come up later, which showed that in fact Avram Avinu did speak these three ways. Rashi can't rely on the fact that you'll read the psukim further and see that Avram Avinu spoke three ways, because that still doesn't tell us that Avram Avinu went into it with the idea of speaking to Hashem both harshly and conciliatorially, and thirdly, in prayer. We don't see that from the fact that he actually did so, that this was his design from the outset. Therefore, Rashi says, we find in other places in Tanakh that the word Vayigash is used in all these three senses. So it stands to reason that over here, when we have the Vayigash, Avraham Avinu, psychologically approaching to talk to Hashem, it stands to reason, since we see them elsewhere, no proof from our psukim and our pasha where Avraham Avinu speaks in these three ways. That's no proof that he planned to. But since we see the Vayigash used in these three senses, it stands to reason that the Torah, by adding Vayigash Avraham, which is then totally unnecessary, what would we have been lacking in our understanding of Avraham Avinu's words that is not said Vayigash Avraham, Avraham approached? So Torah added those words in order to teach us that Avraham Avinu went into this talk with all three modes at the ready. Now we'll understand the difference between our Pasuk and the Pasuk Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Yehuda approached Yosef. Vayigash Elov Yehuda is the physical approach. Yehuda standing at the entrance of the Yosef's chamber together with his brothers, they've been brought back. So Yehuda, instead of standing at the entrance, he approaches Yosef. As he carries on, may I speak a word in the ears of my Lord? He wants to talk to him privately, one-on-one. So he physically approaches. So that's very different from the Vayigash over here, where Vayigash Avram is a mindset. When Rashi said over here that we find Vayigash in his conciliatory sense, in Vayigash El of Yehuda, he doesn't mean to say that Yehuda's approach was like Avram's approach, a mindset. It means poshut, it means he approached. But the goal of his approach was conciliatory. That's what Rashi wants to bring from there. How do we know it was conciliatory? From the very first words that come out of Yehuda's mouth. He said, please, my Lord, may I please speak a word in your ear. And please don't be angry with me. And so we see he's approaching Yosef to conciliate him. And it's obvious from the context he wants to free Binyamin. He wants to take Binyamin away from his slavery and take him back or send him back to Yaakov Avinu, a free person. Of course, he's saying it's in a conciliation. What about the fact that Rashi says further there in Vayigash, in a further part of the pasuk, that he spoke to him koshos, firmly, aggressively? There were also firm words. But the approach was for conciliation. Rashi doesn't say there that Yehuda approached for conciliation and to speak harshly, because to say that someone approached for these two different modes is a chiddush. That's a novel idea. And without any proof from the pasuk, we would not say so. And therefore, Rashi doesn't learn it there. He just says that the approach was for conciliation. And with that, the Rebbe concludes his explanation of the Pshuta Shel Mikra, of the simple meaning of the Psukim, of the Rashi. So going over the questions that the Rebbe asked initially, the first question was, why does Rashi need to comment at all? Vayigash is a very common word. So the answer that the Rebbe gave is that this Vayigash is definitely different from most Vayigash. Most of the time, Vayigash approached means he physically approached. But here, Avram is standing there. So what does it mean that he approached? That's why Rashi comments that this approach, in fact, means getting into a mindset of either aggression or conciliation, etc. Why does Rashi bring in his citation from the Pasuk also the word Avraham, which he does not explain? I don't see the Rebbe answering that so far. It may be that from the Rebbe's understanding of the Yeino Shel Torah, the wine of Torah, the inner meaning in Rashi, from there we can get an answer for that question too. Why does Rashi say, the third question, that for all these Nichnas Avram entered for all these three? We can see that from the following Psukim. So the Rebbe answered, no, we cannot see it from the following Psukim. The following Psukim only tell us that in fact Avram Avinu spoke those three ways. But it does not tell us that his plan, Nichnas, he went into this discussion with the plan of speaking in these three ways to begin with. The fourth question was, why does Rashi have to start with the fact that we find in Tanakh that the word Vayigash is used in all these three senses? Well, the Rebbe explains that Rashi begins that way by saying that only because we find elsewhere in Tanakh that a psychological vayigash can be used for these three, that's why we're applying it here. Normally, vayigash means a physical approach, as in fact, Yoav approached for battle, etc. Yehuda approached Yosef. That's the normal. But where do we see that the psychological type of approach can relate to these three modes? The Rashi has to begin by saying, we find elsewhere in Tanakh that it's used in these three senses. So over here in Vayigash Avram, it stands to reason that Avram approached with these three things in mind. Why didn't Rashi use the following psukim to explain which of them relates to Avraham Avinu's aggressive talk to Hashem, and which of them relate to his conciliation, and which to his prayer? So it seems this is not clearly addressed, but it seems that the Rebbe is saying that we cannot take Avraham Avinu's words in the following psukim and apply them to the Vayigash, which comes before them, because those psukim only tell us what he did, not what he planned. And we want to say that Vayigash Avraham initially entered the conversation with Hashem with these three things in mind. So that we don't know from the following psukim. So Rashi doesn't bring those psukim. He brings the psukim elsewhere in Tanakh, where we find that the approach was for the purpose of these three: war, conciliation, prayer. Now, the sixth question was, how can Rashi say that the approach of Yehuda to Yosef was conciliatory, if Rashi says over there in Parshat Vayigash that he spoke to him harsh words? So the Rebbe, it's clear that over there, Yehuda approached Yosef, and by the way, it was a physical approach, but he approached him to conciliate him so that he would release Binyamin. And his first opening words are, "Be Adoni, please, my Lord." They are very conciliatory words. Among the things he said were some harsh phrases too, and that's why he asked Yosef not to be angry with him. Why didn't Rashi in Parshat Vayigash say that Yehuda approached both for conciliation and aggressively? Because we have no indication in Parshat Vayigash that he did so. And lastly, why does Rashi not use the language of the Pasuk, Avraham approached, but he says Avraham entered? Because Rashi wants to emphasize that his plan at the outset was to talk to Hashem in all three ways. Nichnas Avraham, Avraham entered the conversation. Hey, that's the explanation in the simple sense of the Pasuk that Rashi brings out. But the Rebbe, we know that Rashi also contains the wine of Torah, the inner Torah, as the Shaloh HaKodesh said that in Rashi you will find Yeino Shel Torah, the wine of Torah. What is the wine of Torah that is brought out by this Rashi? Says the Rebbe, we know generally that Avraham Avinu personified and embodied the trait of chesed, kindness, love. He's kind to everybody. He loves Hashem. Hashem calls him, Avraham, who loves me. How is it that Avraham Avinu, when he starts talking to Hashem, he speaks harshly, totally out of character? So the Rebbe, when we talk about Avraham Avinu as embodying the trait of chesed, of kindness and love, It doesn't mean that Avraham was a warm, fuzzy fellow and he was generally kindly and loving. It means that Avraham Avinu's type of service of Hashem, he served Hashem with love. He served Hashem by being kind. When it was necessary to intercede for the people of Doim, and there's no time to lose, because the angels have already been dispatched to destroy Sodom. So Avraham Avinu pulls out all his guns, and if harsh words are necessary, he uses harsh words. He doesn't make any calculations. It's diplomatic. Is it in my character, out of character? He does whatever's necessary. And here, said the Rebbe, is the lesson for us too, when it comes to being Mekarev Ayid, to drawing Ayid near, who needs to be drawn to Hashem and to Yiddishkeit. A person may not make calculations. If I speak to him, it might not be diplomatic. It might not sound so pleasant. You have to do whatever is necessary to move this fellow Yid in the direction of coming to Hashem and to Torah Mitzvahs. If necessary, to speak harshly, to use every means possible, whether it's battle or conciliation or prayer, to be mekarev of another person. Maybe someone will say, why the big fuss? The main thing is the outcome. So why do you have to go in with guns blazing? So the Rebbe, that's what we see from Rashi. L'chol ele nichnas Avraham. Avraham originally went into his discussion with Hashem, so to speak, with guns blazing, with every method in mind, any method that he could use. And so too must we be determined at the outset, when it comes to be mekarev another Jew, to employ any method possible. Now, back to the question that was raised before, why Rashi cites in the beginning of his commentary by Yigash Avraham, even though he's not explaining the word Avraham, he's only explaining the word by Yigash. So why cite the word Avraham? I think that the Rebbe is answering that Rashi is saying that Avraham, who is not known for his aggression, he's known for his kindness, for his love. Avraham Avinu went into this for all three modes, including aggressiveness. So that's a surprise. Had it not been Avraham, it would have been easier to understand. But being that it is Avraham, the surprising thing that Torah is telling us with Vayigash Avraham is that although he was Avraham, nevertheless he went in with all three modes in mind: aggression, conciliation, and prayer.